Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Crushes around here.
Yep.
You hear me? We come back out. I'm going to challenge you to one thing. The scoreboard for 60 minutes. Become a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. The Packers on three. One, two, three.
The Packers.
Landon Dickerson has me ready to run through a wall, Hugh. That's the second time this year we've heard Landon in one of those pregame scrums.
Hugh, the third, I think. It was the Dallas one.
Dallas one.
It was another one after that, though, before this one.
He's getting pretty good at these.
He's getting really good at it.
Potty mouth.
Best one since Doc?
Potty mouth.
The Doc didn't have a potty mouth.
No. But he was the guy that got you all revved up.
Doc's, anytime you use cuss words when you're yelling and screaming, they resonate. They're easy go-tos.
Yeah.
It's a different animal. When you get people hyped up and you don't use another cuss word, it's different. And Doc brought that to the table.
He was a big doggone it guy, right?
Yeah, doggone it. He's like, doggone it. It hit different, man. Now, you know, when you say cuss words and you talk about, you say mofo and you, I'm a hit a mofo or whatever, that gets you juiced automatically. But when you got somebody back there that's trying his, you know, it's not in him to cuss, and he's doing a breakdown speech and you hear God dog it and all this other stuff that he used besides cuss words, that's pretty impressive. Really, really is.
I mean, that's why he's the gold standard. Landon is moving up the rankings. Though.
If you were to give a hype speech, you would probably incorporate a few cuss words.
I use a whole bunch of cuss words. I'm talking. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm saying stuff that is. I mean, y'all been around me. Y'all know me. I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You know.
Wonder stuff. If we need.
Surprised you can keep it together on the air sometimes.
Most times.
No,
most
sometimes. Times. I do the laugh. It's because I was like, oh, I almost had a moment. Let me pull that.
Well,
back.
The truth behind this drop,
that's not really
you stumbling over your words.
No,
if you,
you're
as you often
not
have,
to
you
say
are self editing.
Yeah,
I'm self editing. I'm speaking stream of consciousness, man. A lot of times, I have to realize where I'm at, and I have. Oh no, you can't say that.
Yeah, it doesn't always work though.
Nah, why has the Cyretic been on four other freaking football teams?
Look, we're on the air live for 4 hours a day. We're all going to have a slip up at some point. I mean, it happens. I mean, everyone.
Some more than others.
Once in a while.
Some more than others.
Is the best one, though, the seltzer?
Oh, it's. I don't know if anything in my life at this radio station will top the seltzer one because of his immediate. Immediate realization what he did and how you feel his emotion.
And the build up beforehand.
Oh, it's
you could just feel it coming.
It's
best tweet of the night.
Right? Say it, James.
Elliot said Josh Harris should buy up all the freaking tickets and give them to Sixers fans. Like, you're damn right he should. The freaking, what, $7 billion this guy's worth? Yeah, dude. Like, own your... Oh, my goodness. Own your franchise, okay?
Yeah.
The oh, my goodness. The immediate... Remorse.
Yeah,
because
he was thinking about the consequences.
I also think from James's job, one of his jobs in the show is to keep them in line. I think when you're supposed to be the adult in the room and you act like the child,
and you're not adulting.
You're not adulting, right? Yeah. Like you feel worse. I think we've all been there. All right. Speaking of adults who sometimes don't always act like, a little credit when it's owed here. Hugh, there was an interesting story yesterday, a good one, over at ESPN. Tim McManus about Nick Sirianni. And the headline that caught my attention was Sirianni's confounding public behavior is relished by his players. And the theme of it was really about how much of a player's coach he is, Hugh, and how he has their back.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of stuff with Mailata, whose dad was going through some health issues. And he called him up and said, like, come to the office after practice one day. And Mailata was thinking that he did something wrong or, you know, kind of like when our boss says, "Hugh, come talk to me," you always think the worst. And most of the time, you didn't do anything wrong. He just whatever he wants to talk. And that was this, and it really resonated with Mailata. There's a couple other stories of players, including Rick Lovato, who him and his wife were trying to have a child, and it really painted the picture, Hugh, that this guy has a connection with his players that we don't get to see.
Yeah.
So they have his back. Like, he has theirs behind the scenes that we don't see. And I think it's why they seem to kind of let Nick be Nick, and they'll support him and his personnel.
This is the way our coaches, man. As much as I love Big Red and he's my coach and everything, there's a side that we never saw of Big Red. I was watching The Pivot, and they had Aaron Glenn on there,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about how he interacts with his players. He was telling a story about how he has players to his house to eat. His wife's in there cooking for him. That's more college than anything. You know, that's some old Nick Saban, Urban Meyer type stuff. And coaches, guys are responding to that. You know, and you talk about the stories with Nick, man, and I know for a lot of us, when he tells the Joe College stories or the Joey High School stories and stuff like that, you know, people laugh and giggle about that. But the purpose of a coach's job is to try to figure out how to connect with his players and get the best out of them. Well, Coach Sirianni's done that.
It is changed. I mean, it is changed. I mean, look, if we get Eagles-Lions next week, you know what one of the stories is going to be heading into the game. The change.
Who's the craziest?
Yeah, like the change in coach. Like, they're both, you know, off the walls, all energy, foot to the gas, you know, not play callers, motivators. It's just, it's different than maybe it used to be, or the trend that looked like 5 years ago, right? When it was Shanahan against McVay in the title game, it felt like that's the new way.
Coaches are becoming younger. They're getting younger in the NFL. And people are taking chances, for the most part, on coaches who, you know, haven't had that much, you know, don't have that big resume.
Well, obviously there's always tipping points for this, but one of the first ones that was really young was McVay. I was looking up his resume when this week started. You know what's crazy? He's only 38. He's been coaching for 8 or 9 years now. He has 80 wins and 2 Super Bowl appearances. He's 38.
Yeah.
Like, he has 30 more years of coaching if he wants to. I don't know if he's going to do it for that long.
Yeah, because you remember a few years ago they were talking about whether he was going to be an analyst and do the TV thing and all this other stuff. Yeah. It's just because the message, you have to be able to connect with your players, man. And the thing that I grew up in an era where it started to transition from the Bobby Knights of the world.
Oh, he was different.
To, you know, the more standoff coaches. Because Big Red, is as good as a coach he was, he's a little bit more standoffish. But it's funny because seeing Big Red about a year ago when I saw him, he's different with the players now.
He's evolved.
Yes, than he was when he was coaching us.
Well, I think if you're going to coach a long time, you have to evolve.
You have to. And Bill Belichick, I would read stories about Bill Belichick and how he hired his sons to help them bridge the age gap between the players and the coach. And I think that's important, man. I think it is, because at the end of the day, it's a lot easier to go out there and do some of the things that you're asked to do if you feel like somebody understands what you're going through or understands your plight. I don't care what it is. It just makes it easier, because it's like when you tell them how you're feeling or what you're going through, you know on some level they understand. And that's what Coach Sirianni has done. That's why he has gone above and beyond in press conferences. I know it's a little thing and people probably don't hear, but listen to how he talks about his player. Listen how he defended A.J. Brown and the sitting on the bench with the book, how he defended him. Listen to how he defends Jalen and the sacrifice that he might have asked Jalen to give in order for this team to be successful, and how he probably has to talk to Jalen on a daily basis. Say, hey, man, block the noise out. You're doing your job. Keeping the main thing the main thing. That's hard to do.
Well, I think actually it's one of the best things Jalen does bring to the table as Eagles quarterback. I really think he ignores all of this. And I think if you're going to be successful here, you need to, because, I mean, that's...
It gets real.
And everything gets picked apart. Like, Jalen Hurts has been part of a team that's lost one game since September, and a lot of people, I don't know, half,
don't
whatever.
Don't like Jalen.
Or at least you're concerned
about
his play.
And let me be clear, because I don't want anybody to think every time I say don't like Jalen that people really don't like him. No, but his play is always being critiqued.
Always. 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 And that's critiqued. That's always going to be
the nature of the beast.
Every Eagles quarterback. How you handle it is like half the job.
So we make fun of Nick Sirianni for the core values stuff all the time. Connectivity is one of them.
They're connected.
He doesn't just talk the talk. He does walk the walk.
I've always thought they like him. I mean, my questions were never that. It was about his coaching. Sure. But yeah. Like, I've always thought inside that building,
those
players like him.
What's the thing AJ Brown said last year? Sirianni made himself look like a fool for us.
The article went into that. I think Mylotta said, you don't have to do that. And he said, no, that's my job. I mean, I think it is. I mean, because.